Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. NDG's Community Council wants people to have a serious talk with their children, a talk about climate change. Talking with kids and teens about the climate crisis is the latest focus of the Climate Cafe series, run by the NDG Community Council. The group is starting conversations with adults first, campaigning to get some advice and tips out there on how to have these tough discussions.
It's more difficult for the parents, right, than it is for the kids. So I think it's really a case of put your own oxygen mask on first and know that when you're going into these conversations that you need to be calm and that really the most important thing you can do for your child is give them a sense of security and safety.
That was Kara Johnston. Johnston is a learning development specialist and former community health worker. She is the co-organizer of the Climate Cafes. Johnston noticed many adults in NDG lacked sensitivity when it came to talking with children about the climate crisis. Two incidents with her daughter sparked concern.
When she was in grade three, she came to me and said, "Mommy, will I have to sacrifice myself for the next generation because of climate change?" And then in grade six, she came to me and she said, teacher was angry at the class today, but decided not to punish us because she said, it doesn't matter because we're all going to die young because of climate change. So both of these instances set up really interesting conversations with my daughter.
Johnston also heard from families in NDG involved in the climate cafes that the discussions with their children can be a cause of stress.
There's a lot of families in NDG. There's a lot of schools. You know, I think we all sort of know that teenagers right now, that there's a mental health crisis. There's a lot of reasons to be frustrated and worried about things. So all the more reason that we just have to keep reaching out to the kids in our life.
In her interview with CJLO, Johnston highlighted some of the tips she's sharing in the campaign. Johnston says very young children are not ready to hear about the scale of the climate crisis, but it's never too early to start building a sense of connection to nature.
So it's going to be very different conversations at very different ages. If you're talking about a preschooler, you're not going to be talking to them, you know, about the climate crisis. What you're going to focus on is developing, just tapping into their innate sense of joy and wonder and sense of interconnection with the natural world. You're going to be fostering their sense of care for the environment and for plants and animals, and you'll be focusing on experiential learning.
Johnston says for older children and teens, it's good to let them know they are not alone. And she recommends encouraging them to use their unique skills and interests to find outlets for helping.
As children get older, you know, they're very concerned about justice. So you could engage them in maybe, you know, signing a petition or writing a petition or going to a march.
Information about talking to children about the climate crisis is distributed through the Climate Cafe's mailing list. On their Facebook page, and workshops discussing the climate crisis will be run in the spring.
So it's for all ages, for parents, grandparents, you know, aunts, uncles, any adult that's got some child in their life, and would like to be having these conversations around climate change as is appropriate. So it could be, you know, anybody who's got a child in their life, anywhere from age 2, 3 and up to late 18-year-olds.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.